by Watt, and right by Watt, and right by Watt, an uppercut. He's holding on, he's going great against us, going to centering. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
Taco Man Radio is on the air, live from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios, seated by the Bay, San Francisco, California. This is Johnny Taco, and is also, of course, I'll be joined in a couple of minutes by Zach and Jack Young. But things to talk about tonight, of course, a slew of things. But straight up, the Super Bowl. Man, what is it? What else is on the plate? The Super Bowl, of course, we got some boxing, some UFC as well. But Tom Brady, what is the Super Bowl? Zachary, what's the Super Bowl all about?
I mean, the Super Bowl is all about the quarterbacks, Matt Ryan and Tom Brady.
And who's the hot quarterback right now?
Well, Matt Ryan just won MVP, so I'd say he is, but it's not like Tom Brady's cold.
And he's got the hottest hand going, but then again, Tom Brady always rises to the occasion. With or without Viagra at the age of 39, he'll get up for the game, no doubt about that. We are hours away from Super Bowl, folks. You can talk football tonight, anything you want. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAYS, 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. This is Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
It's Eric here from Together.Guide with your Together Minute. Ask anyone who's married and they'll tell you that no matter how healthy the marriage, you're going to disagree at times. Sometimes the conflict is easy to handle and sometimes it'll make you wonder why you ever got married in the first place. Either way, when the inevitable conflict arises, you essentially have three options. Break up, ignore it, or use the conflict to deepen your relationship. Now I suggest the third. And yes, it's easier said than done, but here's the Jedi mind trick. Stop convincing and start understanding. Fundamentally, we're all arguing because deep down we think we need to prove our point in order to be safe. And it might be true. Regardless, understanding the deep trigger of fear behind the argument is your access point to truly knowing yourself and your partner. If you can do that, you'll create a love that lasts a lifetime. This is Eric Newton from the Together Podcast. To learn more about our show, visit our website, www.together.guide. The Together Minute is brought to you by Match.com. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, but wait, there's more. Buy one, get one half off at the store. bearskin, magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up. Buy any 10 or 12 count box of Trojan condoms at your local Walgreens and get a second box of equal or lesser price half off with your balance rewards card starting January 29th until February 25th. Wrap it up, wrap it up. Trojan.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
What the hell's going on out here?
Sports date. Wow, it's the same Super Bowl, folks. Sunday, February 5th, 2017. Of course, the Super Bowl is just a few hours away. We're talking sports here, the What Is Hip segment. Now, I think the safest bet in the Super Bowl happens to be Lady Gaga showing some cleavage. That just happens to be it. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. She says, if you want to bet on cleavage, it's a good bet. So we're betting on cleavage tomorrow. And guess what? Terry Bradshaw, the former Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, of course, the NFL Hall of Famer himself, he wants to hook up with Lady Gaga's grandma. He's having fantasies, isn't he? Unless Terry Bradshaw gets another life, that ain't going to happen. Straight up, lots of things to talk about the world of Snoop Doggy Dogg. Of course, Snoop Doggy Dogg in Houston for the Super Bowl, along with Ja Rule and a couple other rappers. And they hooked up with, of all people, Doug Flutie in a Friday night charity basketball game. Now, Snoop, I gave you the free plug. Where is the free Snoop Doggy Dogg medical marijuana you promised to send me? I gave it to you. Send it to me. You have my address. Zach, have you smoked that stuff yet?
No, he actually does have like his own thing. It's called like Leafs by Snoop or something.
I know
like
he has his own thing, Zach. I wouldn't have said it. What do you think? I didn't know? Is that what you thought? I didn't know? I live in San Francisco, the medical capital of the world. The medical marijuana capital of the world. Anyway, he was doing this thing with Doug Flutie last night, Friday night, I mean. Raising some money down there in Houston. More power to him. The guy does good things, no doubt about that. Hey, want to mention the Golden Greek down there in Athens, Greece. Pound for pound, the Golden Greek, of course. He says he couldn't give a spit, and that spit with an H, about the Super Bowl. He's waiting on next month's fight between undefeated Danny Garcia and Keith Thurman, battling out, I believe, on CBS television. That'll be a big, big fight, no doubt about that, battle of the undefeated. Zachary, what's new in your world?
Oh, I mean, you know, we got all kinds of things going on. You know, LeBron James has this, like, feud going on with Charles Barkley. I don't know if you've seen that in the news recently.
But Charles Barkley's a bit of a turd, and LeBron was my favorite guy, of course, because he beat the Warriors, and the Warriors are my hometown team. I just think they need to be put in their spot. But LeBron James also set a record, I think, Saturday night, scoring 28,000 points, the youngest man to ever score 28,000 points. Of course, he number seven is Shaquille O'Neal, 28,596 points. Dick Nowitzki, now I know you know who that is, 29,797 points. I don't even know who Dick Nowitzki is, and I'm Dirk Nowitzki, and I'm an old guy. Wilt Chamberlain, I know who that is. Of course, Wilt the Stilt. They didn't call him the Stilt for nothing. You know why they called him the Stilt, don't you?
You've mentioned this.
Exactly, because he went to bed with over 10,000 women. And the reason why he went to bed with 10,000 women is women heard about the Stilt. Just put it to you like that. Wilt Chamberlain, 31,419 points. Michael Jordan, of course, according to Zach, pound for pound, the greatest of all time, 32,292 points. Kobe Bryant, another one of Zach's guys, 33,643. But he did rape that hotel maid, no doubt about that in my mind. Karl Malone, Utah Jazz star, 36,928 points. And the leader of all time, the king of medical marijuana himself, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 38,387 points. I told you what the story was when he and Bill Walton were playing at UCLA, right? When Coach John Wooden found out they were smoking marijuana and the other kids were complaining about it, he told them to shut the puck up and leave them alone, let those guys smoke their weed. The way they played basketball, he didn't care.
I mean, he was right about that. And you can't really question John Wooden, you know? He has pretty sound judgment when it comes to basketball, man.
Speaking of sound judgment, God's favorite NFL player, the guy that can't get a job to save his life, I'm talking about Mr. Prayer himself, Tim Tebow, double T, of course, Mr. Christian, Mr. Born Again Christian. He's picking the Pats. That's not too good. You know why? Every time he does something and he picks something, it doesn't go his way. It's sort of like God's got something against him.
That is, ever since that, you know, that playoff win he got over the Steelers, it's just kind of been downhill since then.
I mean, he can't buy a job, man. He tried to do baseball. You know, listen, I think that if he wasn't such a Christian type of guy, you know, he could probably get into male modeling. You know what male modeling needs to do? Male modeling needs to be in a male stripper. You know what a male stripper is, right, Zach?
Yeah.
A male hoe. Speaking of males and females, let me tell you, 1976, somebody brought this up today because I threw a video up on Facebook regarding Chaka Khan and her old band, Rufus. Of course, back in 76, I was courtside with her, actually stateside at the Circle Star Theater in San Carlos, California. She opened for Tower of Power and Lenny Williams, and her breast popped out. She was wearing a tube tank, and her breast popped out, Zach, both breasts. She had a nice rack. But both breasts popped out, and this was like the first wardrobe malfunction I had ever seen on stage, long before Janet Jackson, the Super Bowl. Anyway, 1976. So when I saw her in 2010, I went backstage and I brought it up. Hey, do you remember that time, you know, you had that wardrobe malfunction down there at the Circle Star? She said, you're not old enough to remember that. And I told her, I am old enough to remember that. No doubt about that. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Five good reasons this could be the greatest Super Bowl of all time. Not because of the markets, because points. Points, points, points. If you like defense and 10-6 games and 13-3 games, that kind of stuff, get out of here! We don't want you, okay? We want high-scoring games. Guess what? Matt Ryan and Tom Brady, those guys are going to throw up some points, Zach.
Yeah, I have a prediction for the Super Bowl. I think it'll be like the highest-scoring Super Bowl that we've seen.
And, you know, and speaking of high scoring, when you look at all the Patriots win, I think they're 5-2 in the Super Bowl. They've, how can I put it, with a three-point spread right now, they've won all the games pretty close. Not like the Niners. I mean, the Niners won the first Super Bowl close, but after that, they sort of blew people out. But get this. I think the Atlanta Falcons are like the Rodney Dangerfield of football. I mean, people are knocking him. I've heard some guys say that he'd rather have Dallas out there. What's he talking about? Dallas got their butt whipped. That's why it's Atlanta and New England. What's he want Dallas for? I mean, this is crazy.
You know, I think a lot of these Cowboy fans came out of the woodwork after this season. I know I saw a lot of them, and that might just be some more of that happening.
No, but Dak Prescott deserves all kinds of props. And Ezekiel Elliott smoking his weed right now. And speaking of this, listen to this. I saw it in a headline today. I said it a few weeks ago that the NFL would legalize medical marijuana in the next 2 years. And now they're already talking about it. Zach, surprise?
No, I mean, it makes the most logical sense. Even though the NFL is kind of a conservative league, it makes sense. I mean, it's better for the players than painkillers.
Okay, back to Belichick and Brady. If these guys win today, if they win the Super Bowl, they will be the greatest 1-2 team of all time. Don't you? I mean, they will eclipse Montana's in Bill Walsh, I think. I hate to say it, but I'm a West Coast guy, but I got to put it where it is.
Yeah, but they're always going to have that cloud of suspicion over them, you know? That's always going to be there at the end of the day. But, you know, you can't take everything away from them.
Okay, so the best bet on the Super Bowl is, folks, is that Lady Gaga is going to be showing some cleavage tomorrow. I kid you not, the queen of the meat dress. That's what they call it. What do they mean by that? The queen of the meat dress has some incredible pipes and will put on a good show, according to some report here on the internet. Anyway, of course, she follows people like Michael Jackson and Prince, and they're dead. So you better watch what you're doing, Lady Gaga. You're following all these dead people on stage. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. We've got a special where Matt Ryan and Tom Brady face off. That's right. They face off, folks, toe-to-toe. Matt Ryan and Tom Brady coming up here on Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Zach Attack, I got to tell you, we don't want any big predictions as far as who's going to win until the close on tonight's show. But as I said, I would be inclined to bet the over. I'll figure out what the over is during the commercial break, but I would be inclined to definitely bet the over. Anytime, I mean, they scored like 65 points. Remember that game you thought they were going to score over 60? Well, they scored like 70 points. They scored 60 points by the third quarter.
That's what I'm talking about. This is a high-scoring offense from Atlanta and a high-scoring offense from New England.
And the Atlanta offensive guy is going to the Niners?
That's what they say. Kyle Shanahan is supposed to be heading to the Niners as the head coach, which I think is probably the best hire they've had since Harbaugh.
But you know what that means, don't you? That means jinx. I mean, Jed York is going to screw him as bad as he can. He's going to give him a team full of cripples and no names and all that kind of good stuff. Jed York, he just can't do it, man. He's not a smart guy, but he thinks he's a genius because he's got a lot of money. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is, of course, Sports Overnight America. Johnny talking his Oscars. Sports Date, Sunday, February 5th, 2017. Super Bowl is right around the corner. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and for all the troops out there, hey, hey, the Super Bowl is coming, AFN Radio.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Get it in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
So can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Deep back in the eye is Coleman with DeMarco. Split off. They'll toss it to Tevin. Left side, around the edge. Got a block. Touchdown, Atlanta. And Tevin almost ran that one back to the locker room. He went it all the way into tunnel and high-fived somebody standing about 30 yards deep in the tunnel.
Michael, nowhere to go. And that's it. The Atlanta Falcons, NFC champions. On to Super Bowl 51.
Brady identifies the mic from the right hash mark of the 10. Tom waits on the snap and takes it. Backs up, bouncing on his feet. Looks down the middle, throws down the middle. Touchdown, Edelman! One more score for the Patriots.
Start
Davis
the buses.
AFC Championship.
Start the buses, baby.
Tom Brady takes the snap. And with one more kneel down, the New England Patriots will play one more game in this 2016-17 season. And with that one more, they are the only one, the only NFL franchise to reach the Super Bowl 9 times.
Unbelievable.
Sports Overnight America, I am the Taco Man. Of course, Johnny Taco is All-Stars. My All-Star is Zach Attack Young, coming to us from the City of Angels. Of course, take that back from Beverly Hills. Now he's moved up, living in the city of Beverly Hills anyway. Yes. How'd you make that move across the border there, Zach? You do it in a Mercedes? What are you driving these days?
Oh, yeah, it was actually a Tesla. I swapped it for a Tesla.
So, wow, how much you pay for that?
You know, that was about 110K, so we're moving on up the ladder now.
Cash?
All cash. I paid in pennies.
Let's speak. Now, before we go to cash and Matt Ryan, of course, Matt Ryan is all about cash. Right now, Matt Ryan is like the hottest quarterback, maybe the hottest quarterback that's come along in the last 10 or 15 years. I mean, I can't think of a hotter quarterback right now. I mean, look at some of these numbers he put up against the Packers. He threw for 392 yards and 4 TDs. Of course, that was, wow. And the Seahawks, 338 yards and 3 TDs against the Saints, 331 yards and 4 TDs on the season. 38 TDs, he threw for 4,944 yards and threw 7 interceptions. I mean, the guy's amazing, man.
Yeah, the closest comp I could say is he had like an Aaron Rodgers type of season this year, which is saying a lot because a lot of people say that Aaron Rodgers is one of the best ever.
Okay, let's take it to the sports byline phone lines. Let's go to Zig. What's happening, Jim? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Mike in Virginia. How you doing, fellas?
Mike in Virginia. Okay, Jim, I guess is the next caller. Hey, what's up, Big Mike?
Tell you what, fellas, Matt Ryan has thrown an interception in about a year or two. And you know what? I tell you what, did y'all catch a, I got a text on my smartphone, said somebody bet $1 million. I said, well, I think I knew that might have been. $1 million took Atlanta. You know, we got money. Why not bet on underdogs?
I heard that Floyd Mayweather bet a big bundle of money on the fight. What'd you say, Joe? What'd you hear, Zach? Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I mean, it's definitely – I wouldn't surprise me if that were true.
Didn't he lose like $7 million on the fight about 4 or 5 years ago?
He posts his wins. He doesn't post his losses, but that's the speculation.
Okay, so the Super Bowl tomorrow, they're going to score – is this going to be the touchdown game of all time? In other words, going to do record touchdowns here or what, Mike?
You know, I can't understand your question. What was your question?
I say, is this going to be a record turnout as far as touchdowns scored are concerned? Is monster offense with Matt Ryan and Tom Brady?
I would go with 70. You know, over and under, I'm going to get it over. But, you know, the thing about it is I'm looking for a three-point game, Atlanta possibly upset. Either that or the game isn't going to be good. But Matt Ryan is hotter than any quarterback I've seen play in the Super Bowl. So, I mean, play to get to the Super Bowl, like you say. But you know what, fellas? You know who the first billionaire in sports was? A buddy of mine asked me next door. Michael Jordan is the first billionaire in sports.
Interesting.
And I wonder if he made that $1 million bet. But Michael, if it's you, I don't blame you. But you know
Michael's a big gambler, too.
But personally, what do y'all think? I mean, the guy was going to give me 5 points in Atlanta tonight. And I said, I'll tell you what, should I pick it or not?
I'm going with the Patriots until they lose. Just like an old fighter, you're not going to bet against the old fighter until he loses. I'm sticking with the old fighter. That's the way I go. I shouldn't have given up my prediction this early, but that's where I'm going. I'm going with the Patriots. The 3 points, I think that's cool. I'll go with the 3 points. I'll take the 3 points. Anyway, hey, Mike, I got to run because I've got Matt Ryan and Tom Brady on hold. In fact, Matt Ryan and Tom Brady engaged.
Hey, thanks, bro.
Okay, thanks a lot. Tom Brady and Matt Ryan went back and forth today, of course, back and forth, trading insults, and this is where we got it, of course, on Sports Byline.
You have reached the voicemail box of
Tom Brady.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Tom, this is Matt Ryan, QB, Atlanta Falcons. We're playing on Sunday. You know, in the Super Bowl, just wanted to call because my teammates think I should try to, you know, get in your head. So Basically, I'm saying I think my team will win. The Falcons. Yeah, well, you knew that, but, well, I think that's enough. Okay, bye.
You have reached the voicemail box of
Matthew Ryan.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Matthew? Is that new? Anyway, got your message, but I will say to you that I disagree.
Come to dinner, Tom Brady!
Oof, that's my wife, Gisele Bündchen, the supermodel. It's dinner time, so gotta go. Love you. Goodbye. Hello?
Hi, Tom.
Oh, hi, how's it going?
Nothing much, good. Good. I actually wrote down a few things I wanted to say. Your team stinks, and the Falcons will win the game in a big time.
Okay, win. Matt, I'm going to have to cut you off there. I've been here before, so let's just try and...
Come brush your teeth, Tom.
Oof, sorry, that's my wife, Gisele Bündchen, the supermodel or whatever. We brush our teeth together, no. So you...
It's cool. I'll see you later, then.
Okay, gotta go.
Okay, then, bye. Love you.
Love you, too. Sorry, bye.
Shoot.
Hello?
Hey, Tom, it's me, Matt Ryan, from the Atlanta Falcons.
Come on to bed now, Tom.
Oof, sorry, that's Coach Belichick.
What?
Time to hop in bed with him and whisper about receiver progressions while I drift off to sleep.
Whoa!
I gotta go.
Whoa. You sleep with Coach Belichick, Tom? That's really weird.
No, it's not. It's just how I prepare for big games.
Where's your wife sleep?
Oh, in the bathroom. Hello?
Squawk, squawk, baby, watch your mouse. There's Falcons in the house.
Say okay, what? Wait, hold it. Now, wait a sec. Matt, what's the watch your mouse thing? Are pet mice in this scenario now, or?
Fine. You caught me. I didn't have any more smack talk. Guess we're both weird boys. You sleeping with your coach, whispering receiver progressions, and me with my weird cheers. Anyway, I'll see you Sunday. Good luck at the Super Bowl. I don't mean good luck to you. I mean, go Falcons.
Hey, Gronk, are you still on the line?
Yes, sir, boss.
Perfect. Did you take notes on that call?
What is notes?
Sweet Gronk. You think I'm normal, right?
You are tuned to Sports Byline. Of course, Tom Brady and Matt Ryan going back and forth there on as far as the voicemails are concerned. And, of course, engaging. Sort of cool there. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Looking at the 2017 NFL Hall of Fame, LaDainian Tomlinson. He's going in from the Chargers. That's good. Terrell Davis, of course, the running back was a superstar for the Broncos, man, for a good while, a period of time there, of course. He's going into the hall. Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, I guess he bought his way in as well. Jason Taylor, he's going in as well. Some other guys going in. Kurt Warner, of course, a guy that thought he could take Colin Kaepernick and make him a Super Bowl quarterback again. That didn't happen. Anyway, the bottom line is Kurt Warner going into the NFL Hall of Fame. More power to him. Martin Anderson going in, one of the best kickers of all time. Anderson played a ridiculous 25 years. Only the second kicker to ever make the Hall of Fame. I guess, who was the first guy? And a leading scorer in NFL history. Anderson made an impressive 79.7% of these kicks. Wow, over the course of her career, 79%. Zach, that's good numbers, 79%. Kenny Easley played for the Seattle Seahawks. He's in the Hall of Fame as well. And rounding things out is Mr. Easley. I got to tell you, he had 32 interceptions as a pro. Good-looking quarterback, no doubt about that. But I guess the real star going into the Hall of Fame this year is me. I've been inducted to the NFL Hall of Fame. Did you know, Zach?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. I'm going in as a busboy.
Oh, that kind of makes sense.
Well, exactly. I've served many NFL players, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm an all-pro to an extent.
I mean, why not, you know?
Yeah, some people call me an athletic supporter, if you know what I mean, Zach.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're talking combat sports after the break. Then we'll mix things up, bring in some NBA as well. Of course, combat sports means boxing and mixed martial arts, UFC, and action. United, of course, and it wasn't Ronda Rousey. In fact, we'll never see Ronda Rousey again. Never, ever again. Hooray! 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Super Bowl, just hours away. Who do you like, Tom Brady or Matt Ryan? You tell us. 1-800-878-PLAY. This is Sports Byline, the Taco Man radio show from San Francisco, California.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, but wait, there's more. Buy one, get one half off at the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up. Buy any 10 or 12 count box of Trojan condoms at your local Walgreens and get a second box of equal or lesser price half off with your balance rewards card starting January 29th until February 25th. Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256. Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Straight up, before we get to the world of boxing, of course, let's delve into the world of mixed martial arts. Last night, the USC rocking and rolling. Of course, the USC doing their thing in the Toyota Center in Houston, Texas, of course, right alongside the Super Bowl. And, of course, wow, the Korean Zombie was back. Zach, what happened to the Korean Zombie? Did he win?
Yeah, the Korean Zombie got a KO in the first round after 2 minutes and 49 seconds.
If there's ever a guy that's going to get brain damage, it's going to be him. Don't you agree?
The Korean Zombie? Well,
yeah, the guy fights with his face.
It would make sense considering his name.
The Korean Zombie. Chan Sung Jung, but he won. It was a bit of an upset. People thought that Bermudez was going to beat him, but it was a KO in round one, 2 minutes and 49 seconds in. Now, this poor chick that I saw strain to make weight, Felice Herrera. Have you seen that video of her online trying to make weight?
Yeah, she was not having an easy time.
Nobody realizes how tough it is to make weight. That's what cracks me up is you people out there, you know, sitting there watching, paying your cable bill, you don't know what making weight is, man, because, you know, you lost 3 or 4 pounds in your diet over a week. Try to lose 3 or 4 pounds in less than an hour. But she won tonight. Of course, she beat Alexa Grego and Grasso in a unanimous knot across the board, 29-28 twice and 30-27. James Vick was the winner with a submission, a DRC choke over Abel Trujillo. Ovince St. Peru, the young man, of course, that went the distance with John Jones, came out short against Volkan Osmander. Is Osmander the real deal?
He may be, but, you know, you got to consider that Ovince St. Preux is on a 3-fight slide now, and he's lost 4 of his last 5, so it might be something more like that.
Okay. Jessica Andrade was the winner on the call. Now, before we move on, were you surprised that last week, of course, the women just stole the show, but Valentina Shevchenko, she can fight.
Yeah, she's one of the top fighters, like female fighters in the UFC right now, I would say.
Yeah, I know, but she's number one ranked 135-pound contender to the champion Amanda Nunes, but she beat Juliana Penn, and Juliana Penn is one hell of a ground grappler, man, and she beat her with a submission armbar. I mean, she sort of took something out of the Ronda Rousey, you know, playbook, but straight up, Valentina can box. I think she's like... lost 3 fights and 65 fights as a pro boxer and a kind of kickboxer. So she's really the real deal. When she said she was a complete fighter, she is that, a complete fighter, Zach.
Yes, she definitely is. I mean, she beat Holly Holm, who's a very good mixed martial arts fighter.
Okay. Andre Arlovski got knocked out. No surprise there. Anytime he gets touched on the chin, it's lights out, right?
Yeah, he's been knocked out so many times now. I mean, do you think it's time for him to maybe, like, consider not fighting anymore?
Francis Ngannou, listen, he should fight. Just he should tell those guys, you can't hit me on the jaw.
That makes sense.
Can't hit me in the jaw. That's just the way it is. Speaking of Holly Holm, she's next up for the UFC 208, something I don't think I would want to kick down a tremendous amount of money for, because she's taking on Jermaine de Randamarie in the main event. This is 145 pounds. She's moving up 10 pounds. Also on the card, Anderson Silva, the cheater, Flintstone Vitamins, anabolic steroids, call it what you want, taking on Derek Brunson. Ronaldo Souza. Aren't we high on Souza, Zach? Aren't we high on him?
Yeah, he's a very good fighter. He's probably one of those people that will get a title shot in the near future if he keeps winning.
Okay. Glover Teixeira is on the card, former light heavyweight challenger. Dustin Poirier and Jim Miller, the cowboy, of course. Randy Miller and Brief Bital Muhammad. I'm looking at some other names here. Ryan LaFleur. That's not Ric Flair's daughter, son. I'm looking at the schedule here, though, Zach, before we switch to boxing in a minute. There's not a whole lot on the schedule, Zach. Holly Holm, Travis Brown, Tyrone. Take that back. UFC 209 is going to be hot because the main event, Tyrone Woodley and Stephen Thompson, the rematch. But Beltort and Gastelum and Cormier and Rumble Johnson too. I mean, this is the stuff that I'm going to need a lot of Viagra if you want me to watch the UFC to get up for these fights.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's not a lot that excite you. Like you mentioned, the Woodley versus Thompson too. Cormier versus Johnson too would be an interesting one, because I remember Johnson dropped Cormier in the first one before getting submitted. So both of those fights are good, but outside of that, it's really not a lot on the scale, you know, in the upcoming schedule.
But Johnson's a striker. He likes to come out and strike. He likes to knock people out quick. If he can't knock you out quick, he loses. That's what happened with Cormier, and I suspect it will happen again. But, you know, the key to beating Cormier is the blueprint's been written. I think Anderson Silva wrote that blueprint when he kicked him in the ribs. Okay, kicked him in his side, and he almost. I mean, good Lord, man, that was it. There was blood in the water, but Silva was too old or too out of shape to smell it, because, you know, he took the fight on a few hours' notice. But that's the way to beat Daniel Cormier. Work on that big, fat, loose body of his.
Yeah, definitely. I would say. I mean, and somebody like Rumble, you know, he's bigger than Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva, he took that fight on last, you know, at the last minute. So somebody like Rumble training for that, I don't know. I think he actually has a good chance at getting the upset here.
Do you think the USC, do you think that the Nevada State Athletic Commission should have sanctioned that fight, considering he was coming in like, okay, is it the way in there is to watch TV, and all of a sudden you're going to be fighting the champion the next night? He went the distance, all that kind of good stuff. But That fight shouldn't. He wasn't prepared for that, man.
No, he wasn't. But it did make you wonder what could have happened if he was prepared, because he put up a decent showing for himself.
No doubt about that. You are tuned to SiriusXM Satellite Radio, of course, Channel 203. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and that is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Ring Talk tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, of course, or on Facebook. This is your Combat Sports Update.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it. Booster for 10, and Curry, oh my goodness, from about 5 feet beyond the arc, Bogut with the block. Green, back to Curry. Bang! Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
God's team, of course, Steph Curry, the leader of God's team, the Golden State Warriors. Speaking of some of the NBA scores tonight, Washington was a 105-91 winner over New Orleans. Detroit came up short, 105-84 at Indiana. Orlando came up short on the road to the Atlanta Hawks, 113-86. Philadelphia, not a good night for the road team. Philadelphia came up short as well to Miami, 125-102. New York won at home. New York lost at home to Cleveland and LeBron James, 111-104. And Charlotte came up way short against the Utah Jazz, 105-98. Zach Attack, God's team, are they still rocking and rolling, ready to clash with LeBron in the finals? Is that the way it's going to go?
I would say so. Well, you know, honestly, the East looks a lot more wide open than the West, even though the Warriors did lose to the Kings tonight in overtime. I'd say that the East is a little more wide open. The Celtics aren't too far behind the Cavaliers right now. They're only 2.5 games last I checked.
Okay, any improvement in your boys with the LA Lakers? Are they getting any better or what?
They're getting better, slowly but surely. They've already won as many games as last year, so that's a good sign. The year isn't over yet. There's still a lot of games left.
Are people going?
Yeah, if you see the games on TV, I mean, the place looks full. It looks like they have better attendance than the Clipper games.
Well, Clippers got their issues, of course, no doubt about that. Of course, the NBA off and rolling. Let's just switch gears just a little bit. You know, Ezekiel Elliott got more MVP votes than Aaron Rodgers. Why would Aaron Rodgers even get MVP votes this year when he has such a terrible season? Does that sound silly?
Well, he really didn't have a terrible season. I mean, you know, he threw like, I believe it was 40 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Like, he had a pretty good year, especially, you know, he said that they were going to run the table, and then they ended up winning like a lot of their last games.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he's not in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady is.
Well, yeah, he's not. But, I mean, neither is Ezekiel Elliott. So, I don't know. I mean, both are worthy MVP candidates.
All right. Ezekiel Elliott, of course, Rookie of the Year. No doubt about that. At least he should be. Have they announced those awards yet?
They actually – he finished second to Dak Prescott, which is also – I mean, they both – you can make a case for both of them.
Dak Prescott, of course, the surprise quarterback in his rookie year coming out and taking the Dallas Cowboys almost to the mountaintop, along with Double E, Ezekiel, Ohio State, of course, the Ohio State alumni. Man, just impressing everybody. I mean, let's be honest. We knew he was a good running back. We had no idea he was as good as he was. Like Jerry Jones said, he's better than Emmitt Smith because he can run both left and right and straight and back. You know what I'm saying? He can run all different directions. Emmitt Smith can only run one direction, forward.
Well, I mean, look what he did to the Crimson Tide defense in college. Like, that's not an easy thing to do. And I don't know, he's also set up well. He has the best offensive line in football, so we always have to factor that in. But it's still impressive.
Offensive line. The offensive line going to be able to keep the Patriots off of Mr. Ryan tomorrow?
I think so. I mean, I think that the – I don't know. I just see that Falcons offense finding a way to click tomorrow.
Wow. So are you predicting a Falcons win then? I'll put you on the spot now.
Yeah, we're late enough in the show. I can make my prediction. I think the Falcons will edge. They'll edge it out. It'll be a close one.
So how many points are going to get scored here?
I'm thinking like 70 points. I think that's reasonable to think in a game like this.
That is absolutely crazy. Of course, Matt Ryan, those fantastic numbers. I talked about them earlier. Wow, 392 yards against the Packers, 4 TDs, no interceptions, 7 interceptions on the year, 38 TDs, 4,944 yards. And, of course, the offensive coach is coming to the 49ers. That's got to be the best news to happen to West Coast football in a long, long time besides the Rams coming on. Because, you know, the Raiders are leaving, as I predicted like many, many, many months ago. The Raiders have all but left.
Well, where are they leaving to? Because
Las Vegas. No, Vegas is going to do this. Whether Adelson pulled out that $600 million, it doesn't matter. You know, who's ready to put in the $600 million.
Well, some of the casino owner, maybe or somebody.
Mr. Fertitta.
I could see that. The Fertitta brothers. I have heard some rumors that they might actually go to San Diego, which would be that would be crazy if that were to actually happen.
In other words, the Chargers are going to go to Carson.
The Chargers have moved to L.A. now.
Are they done? They're moved?
Yeah, they moved to...
I thought that was a rumor.
No, they're the L.A. Chargers now.
Whoa, so we have two teams in L.A.?
Yeah, we got two teams. There's a lot more excitement for the Rams than the Chargers, I'd say, even though I feel like the Rams are probably...
Wait. I must have been under a rock on that one. I think I heard something about that with maybe Tittle was talking about a couple weeks ago, but I guess I just didn't click. So we've got two L.A. teams. They're both going to be playing at the Coliseum?
Yeah, for now, I mean... Well, no, actually, I take that back. The Chargers actually are going to be playing in Carson at the Galaxy Stadium, you know, the StubHub Arena. That's where the Chargers are going to be playing.
Why would the NFL put two teams in that market? I mean, and take one out of San Diego when San Diego's willing to put up a stadium, I think, to an extent. I mean, San Diego wants to keep their team down there. They're part of, I mean, let's be honest, the Chargers are a San Diego.
The San Diego wanted to keep the team, but not enough to raise their taxes to pay for a stadium. That's pretty much what happened.
But should a community have to raise their taxes to let some football team come in there and make billions of dollars? I've always scratched my head on that one. So why?
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for the city of San Diego, just like I feel bad for the city of Oakland. Losing teams, I mean, that's a hard thing to go through. And I don't feel like the level of excitement for them in L.A. is really all that high.
Well, you know, the Warriors are leaving the San Francisco. They're already building the new arena over here. Okay. The Raiders, of course, are gone to Las Vegas. I think that's a dead, done deal. I think the Fertitta is going to make up that $600 million. Remember, the Fertitta sold the USC for $4.2 billion. Well, they didn't, at that point in time, it was all profit. That was all profit for them. So, you know, I think it cost them $1.5 million to get in, and they spent $32 million and made the $32 million back, and now they sold it for $4.2 billion. I think they could buy their own NFL team if they wanted.
They probably could. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, they're definitely doing well in the business world. I think it would be interesting to see how that would work, because I think running an NFL team is a lot different than running the UFC.
Okay, real quick before we go to a break, Keith Thurman and Danny Garcia are going to battle out in the Battle of Undefeateds. And my man down there in Greece, Lakis Christal, says, who wins, Zach Attack?
I think Keith Thurman will win this one. I think that he just hits too hard for Danny Garcia. And Danny Garcia is not the best at getting away from punches, I would say.
Good point. But I'll tell you one thing. Danny Garcia has always won the fights he wasn't supposed to win. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. One segment to go, 1-800-878-PLAY. This is Johnny Talk on his All-Stars, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
Yeah.
New sponsor on the show, Zach Trojan Condoms. And for that, I'm sending my man Mike in Arizona, wherever the hell he was from, a big box of Trojan Condoms. We'll send him the big ones, okay, Zach?
All right. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Okay, now 5 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow, of course, Sunday, today, we do a show called No Holds Barred. What's happening on that, Zach?
It's the No Holds Barred show, wise guy.
5 p.m. Pacific time, baby, Sunday afternoon. Zach and I have a ball. In fact, we've had a ball tonight. We really have. Things haven't been all that scripted. We screwed up a couple of audio here and there. But we know we had some fun. We just, like, had some fun. And, of course, Super Bowl is rocking and rolling tomorrow. Zach is picking the Atlanta Falcons. I am picking the New England Patriots, which means I'm wrong. Zach's going to win. The bottom line is, Zach, congratulations in advance. Of course, now your daughter Jasmine went back with her mother to Texas. You'll be seeing her again real soon, right?
Yes, I will. I'll be enjoying every moment.
Super Dad, I wish you the very best with that, man.
Thank you. I wish you the best as well.
Okay. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. But don't forget, we do Ring Talk live worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Channel 203, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Straight up, Ring Talk is your inside look in the world of combat sports. Talking both boxing and mixed martial. Straight up, this is Ring Talk live worldwide, Sundays, Saturdays and Sundays, right here on Sports Byline. This is Sports Overnight America, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Thank you so much.